There, oh my gosh. Okay, there are two words that I am almost sick of hearing. They, like, I know they're great. They're positive words. Oh my gosh, it's so meaningful. But every time I hear them, they hit my emotional gag reflex. Those words are creativity and passion. I know. Oh, you know what word this? I know this is the equivalent of me going, you know what words I'm sick of? Love and hope. No, I'm not. But seriously, if I see one more freaking person use the word creative in their on their online bio, like, oh, I'm a professional creative, just living a creative life, or just follow your passion, give me a freaking break. Now, that said, today I discovered a talk that when I heard it, it didn't make me want to lose my lunch again. And what was even more fascinating is I think this has to do with you. I think it has to do with me. This thought I found super helpful. Instead of thinking about creativity or passion, Elizabeth Gilbert gives a different structure, different format, a different choice. And it has to do with curiosity. And the way she said it blew my freaking mind. Hey, if you've been following along with this podcast, you've probably figured out one thing by now. The episodes I'm posting on here are all over the place. The two most popular questions I get about the podcast, the number most one most frequent question I get asked on the podcast is, how much money do you make doing your podcast? Strangers are freaking me asking me this. That is the first thing I'm asked when people find out I have a podcast. It's craziness. Number two question for this is, oh, what's your podcast about? To which I say, I am not quite sure. On a Monday, I'm going to post about the fact that, you know, I believe that bags are super important to how we travel, and I'm passionate about this thought. Okay, this is maybe weird, but I believe bags have a personality and opinions of their own. You get a bag, and it wants to travel a certain way. It wants to carry things a certain way. Your job is to figure out how you like to travel and find a bag with a similar personality. Is that weird? I don't know. I think bags it's almost like traveling with someone else. If you're going on a trip with somebody and you don't travel the same way, you're going to be butting heads the whole time. It's not going to be enjoyable. The bag's the same way. That's your job as a traveler, to figure out that. Okay, maybe then on a Tuesday, I'll post something about it. We'll talk about beers. A couple weeks ago, I had on a master brewer on this. Talk about that world. Okay, I'm fully aware that these episodes are all over the place, but there are like two threads that really go across the whole thing. And number one is, I don't know if this is the podcast related, but I have been obsessed with defining what I believe it means to live a curious life, finding my own definition of curiosity. It's been like a 5-year journey, like collecting ideas, quotes, stuff like that. The other thing is I love sharing thoughts and ideas that I'm having with my friends right now when it comes to the creative journey and the creative process. And I had a holy shit moment today when I was surfing the web, doing that good old doom scrolling, sitting in my underwear around my ankles, trying to push out a deep thought, if you know what I'm saying, in the bathroom. And I'm doom scrolling Instagram. Long story short, I've came over this conversation with Elizabeth Gilbert, who is brilliant. And she shared this thought, what does it mean to live a creative life? And she defined it by talking about daily the need to choose between the path of curiosity over the path of fear at all times. And it really blew my mind. First of all, talking about her definition of what it means to live a creative life, I thought was really fascinating. But also, it was one of the first times that I thought of curiosity being the opposite of fear. So here's Elizabeth Gilbert dropping some wisdom that I know these topics can come across as super self-helpy, but for some reason, when she talks about all this, it doesn't activate my gag reflex because she's a badass, and I think this is important.
I have the simplest definition in the world for creative living. First of all, let me tell you what it isn't. it isn't necessarily being an artist. It isn't necessarily writing screenplays and novels. It isn't necessarily having an Etsy shop. It isn't necessarily doing things with plaster of Paris, or renovating furniture or having a garden. That's, if you want to do that stuff, that's great. That's great. That's great. But that's not what it means to have a creative life. To have a creative life is simply this. A creatively lived life is any life where consistently, routinely, habitually, and constantly, you choose the path of curiosity over the path of fear. Not once, not twice, not a few times, but all the times. All the times. Because you're constantly going to be in these crossroads in your life, daily almost, where there's a lure of curiosity on this side and there's a kind of a roadblock of fear over here saying, take this safer path. I don't know how that one ends. So let's just continue with this. And if you keep going to the right on the fear path instead of going to the left on the curiosity path, your life gets smaller and heavier, which I know is not what you want or what anybody wants. And I say curiosity more than passion, because I think we live in a passion fetishizing society where people are constantly being given this often very unhelpful piece of advice, which is follow your passion, follow your passion, follow your passion, which is all well and good if you happen to have one. But many of us don't, or are between passions, or have multiple things that we're interested in, or don't recognize ourselves in that line, or can't access our passion some random Thursday morning when we didn't sleep well the night before and things aren't going very well, right? Here's what you can always access, your curiosity, right? Passion is the big tower of flame on the hill. It's lightning in a bottle. It's the voice of God. It's all very exciting if you should happen to run into it, but it's not always there. I consider myself a very passionate person, not every day, not even every month. You know, generally I'm passionate, but I can't always channel that. Every single day, you can be curious, because every single day curiosity approaches you and taps on your shoulder almost to the point that you can't even feel it and whispers in your ear, hey, what's that, right? And it's a whisper, it's not a shout, it's not Charlton Heston in a robe, you know? It's just like a little tiny clue, it's a scavenger hunt. And if you bother to turn your head an eighth of an inch and just look a little closer at that and investigate it, you've already veered off the path of fear and toward the path of curiosity. And if you keep doing that, you will have a creative life, because your curiosity is different from everyone else's and it will create a life unique to you.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.